Praise be to Jesus. So how do faith work? How, and since I know I have it, and this is what it is, now faith is a substance of thing hoped for, evidence of thing not seen. Notice what it said, evidence. Faith is my evidence. Faith is my proof of things I don't see with my natural eye. We'll look at that further a little later on in Abraham's case. It is evidence. It's proof. It's something that's sure, certain, absolute truth. And faith is that which I got. It's, so I need to know how to work it. So how do I work it? How do I work it? Well, I'm going to work my faith. I'm going to watch all the Matlock shows I can watch. When I finish Matlock, I'm going to flip over to CNN, and what is CSI. You can tell I've been watching it real good. No, faith is not in that, so you won't find it. Amen. But listen what it said. How does faith work? We find out how it worked. Then, once we find out how it worked, then we can work it. Look what Galatians 5:6 says. Can you look at that? Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything. And you know, you notice when Jesus came, and even after he was raised from the dead, how that they had to correct the Jews because they were so heavily on circumcision because they thought this was the way to life. It was only a sign. It was just a mark in the flesh, and it didn't do anything for the heart. And so he's saying now, Paul is writing to the Galatians. He said, for in Christ Jesus, because that's, you know, what the scripture said, therefore if any man be wet in Christ, he is a new creature. Didn't say a thing in the world about circumcision. Therefore if any man be in Christ. So he's saying, for in Christ Jesus, when you get in Christ Jesus, circumcision don't mean a thing. It doesn't mean a thing about you getting circumcised in your flesh. Had nothing to do with spiritual thing. Amen. Availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. Neither one of them, whether you are circumcised or not, it doesn't mean a thing for having a relationship with Jesus, to be born of God, to be born into the family of God. It had nothing to do with it. But he said what? But faith, which does what? Which worketh by love. Faith worketh by love. Romans 5:5 says what? For the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Other words, if you are going to walk by faith, if you're going to use your faith, this is, you got to understand this. This is not something you can just casually look at. If you're going to operate in faith, you got to walk in love. You got to walk in love. There, you don't have no option. There's no option to it. You got to walk in love. If you don't walk in love, your faith won't work because it works by love. Amen. Notice what 1 Corinthians 13:13 says. It says, now abideth faith, hope, love. Now abideth what? Faith, hope, love. Because the King James said charity. But the greatest of these in love. On these two commandments, what Jesus said, on these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets. on these two commandments. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? All thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. If we are not going to walk in love, then we forget about faith working. Love. And that's why you want to find out. Because see, he said what? The just shall live by faith. Then therefore we need to find out how faith works. So if I'm mean, unforgiving, disobedient, and whatever else goes on, then that gonna hinder my faith. It's gonna hinder my faith. My faith won't work in disobedience. My faith won't work in unforgiveness. My faith won't work. We can quote the scripture, make your confession, but it won't work. But if we'll let that confession we're saying become what he said about me and what he said to me, I let that confession become my saying, that I'm saying the same thing he's saying from my heart, then my faith works. Then I receive. I like nothing, I want nothing, I need nothing, because he has already provided for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God.